You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, have you ever thought about starting a podcast? Whatever you love to talk about, we know there are listeners out there who will love to hear it. Start your podcast with Acast and join the world's best podcasters, including Marc Maron, Anna Faris, and over 66,000 other creators. You can get started completely free at acast.com.
We're listening to the sounds of a coral reef. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Around the world, reefs have been dying out due to rising sea temperatures and other causes. But now, scientists
are working on restoring reefs by replanting them with live coral from other places that are close by where there still are live coral. The intention being that once you can start to grow coral again on the reefs, as they grow, they will spawn and they will recede the reef area.
Maya Trotz is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of South Florida. She says that nanotechnology will likely play a role in reef restoration.
There are some initiatives looking at how do you create artificial reefs and make sure that the material use and the design can help to also spur coral reef growth. And I would just advise that the best thing would be to have engineers and scientists who work on nanotechnology really spend time in the field and partner with coral restoration practitioners, because questions will emerge. How does a coral form? That process produces nanoparticles in the natural environment. So being able to study and understand that process could potentially inspire those who work on nanotechnology to design better materials that could mimic or replicate what a coral in the sea might look like.
We'll hear more on coral reef restoration in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.